There was an announcement over the weekend of what looks like the biggest natural gas discovery in Cook Inlet in 25 years. Escapeda Oil claimed early success in the first well drilled by its jackup offshore drilling rig, and the well is not complete yet. APRN's Steve Heimel has more.
It's a big deal if large sources of natural gas are found in Cook Inlet because gas is the prime heating and power generation fuel in the region, and production has dropped off so much that first the Nikiski fertilizer plant that used gas and then the LNG export plant have had to shut down. But the Escapeda announcement is just one of a number of developments that could bring new gas into the system, one of which already is. The company was expecting to find 1 or 2 trillion cubic feet of gas. But by the time they had drilled to 8,805 feet, they had found an estimated 3.5. And the company hasn't even yet reached deeper layers that would qualify it for state tax credits that would cover most of the cost of its drilling effort. Anchorage Representative Mike Hawker, who wrote some of the incentive legislation, is ready to claim victory.
You know, I dubbed a bill that I sponsored and passed 2 years ago, the Cook Inlet Recovery Act, and I've got to tell you, the Cook Inlet does seem to have recovered, and I'm just incredibly pleased with the results we're seeing out there.
Those more familiar with the inlet's geology are more cautious than Escapeda about this prospect known as Kitchen Lights. The estimate is for gas in place, not what is recoverable, and at current prices, gas still doesn't have anywhere near the pay that crude oil does. But State Oil and Gas Division Director Bill Barron says Escapeda's announcement is one of a number of developments that indicate more active exploration of the inlet.
The inlet's kind of gotten a little bit more active than it has over the past probably 5 to 7 years. So typically activity is a good thing, which means people are kind of looking, and if you don't look, you can't find.
The geology of the inlet is getting better known with new wells, but also because the new 3D seismic technology is coming into play. Apache is one of the companies doing that exploration, and whatever it sees has made it an active bidder on inlet leases. Meanwhile, Buccaneer is bringing a second jackup rig to the inlet and has already developed gas wells onshore near Kenai, and those have sent tens of millions more cubic feet per day into the system. Cook Inlet has a complex geology, and its deeper layers have only been drilled into a couple of times. And there's been much speculation about what might be found in the Jurassic level.
The target in the Jurassic is going to be interesting in terms of a broader oil play, not necessarily a gas play. That doesn't mean that you can't discover gas in deep horizons. So it will be interesting to see what people encounter on the way down of any well. It's similar to Apache. They have come out publicly stating that their goals are deeper oil targets, but they aren't going to be surprised if they encounter shallow gas along the way. So that's the nature of the Cook Inlet Basin.
Next summer, when Buccaneer gets its jackup rig in place and Escapeda gets back to its Kitchen Lights well, the answers will begin coming in about what's down in the Jurassic. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.